The Candy Challenge. A true story written by you. I can do anything I put my mind to with Heavenly Father's help. By Lillian V., age 9, New Hampshire, USA. I was eating a lot of junk food and wanted to be healthy, so I decided to make a New Year's resolution not to eat any candy for a month. Whenever I got candy, I saved it in a jar. At the end of the month, I would share the candy with other people. In the first week of January, I felt like I wasn't doing very well because I had already eaten 3 pieces of candy. When I realized I wasn't following my resolution, I decided to pray about it. It helped. After the first month, I decided to do it for a whole year. I haven't had a piece of candy now for 14 months. My goal was to save 400 pieces by the end of the year, but I have saved 731 pieces of candy instead. It has been really hard at times, but it's gotten easier and easier. At school, we got candy several times a week for rewards. In primary, we received candy for memorizing scriptures, articles of faith, and other things, all of which I did. I just saved my candy in my candy jar. I feel like I have learned a lot of self-control and can do anything I put my mind to with Heavenly Father's help. I now set my alarm with my twin sister, Claire, at 6:25, and we get up and do personal scripture study with my older brother, John Taylor, and my mom. I try to be healthy and eat lots of fruits and vegetables. I feel really good. I know Heavenly Father is proud of how I am treating my body. I feel like I can sacrifice more things now in lots of areas of my life. What hard things have you done? Tell us about it. Turn to page 48 to find out how. End of the story, The Candy Challenge, read by Maya Reinwand.